This podcast is intended for investment professionals only. Hello. While all eyes were on the volatility in natural gas and oil prices last week, we hope all ears will be on Market Talk. This week, we'll be asking why the energy market is undergoing such a wild ride, what's behind the underperformance of gilts in the UK, and whether weakness in China's bond market has subsided or if there's more bad news to come. Asking the questions is me, Frances Watson, and in the investment hot seat, Ben Bennett, Head of Investment Strategy and Research, and who joins us from Hong Kong. Ben, hello to you. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Frances, how are you?
Yeah, no, not too bad. Thanks very much for asking. Now, US markets closed on Monday for a holiday, but let's just start off, shall we, with last week and the payrolls. Weak, but were they weak enough to change the Fed's mind on tightening?
Everyone looks at the headline number, the number of jobs created on any given month. And it was, as you say, that was weak. It was actually weak the previous month as well. So, you know, quite disappointing. And the initial reaction from investors was on that basis, that yields actually dropped initially. But then you read into the details, and there's lots of other bits and bobs in the report. And a bit like the previous month, when you read into the details, it's actually a lot stronger than it looks. So the private sector increase in jobs was quite strong. The unemployment rate fell. Average earnings were quite strong. And if you're the Federal Reserve, you don't just look at a headline number. You look at all that. And they are very sensitive to wage growth. That's the one thing that they are extremely sensitive. And that was a strong part of the report. So in actual fact, in total, I think it was leading to a higher chance than before of them announcing tapering in November. And that's actually how the market reacted eventually, with yields actually going up a little towards the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the debt ceiling, we've had a brief reprieve, a resolution, I think, what is it, until the 3rd of December, Ben. But really, should we still be worried about all this?
I mean, it went pretty much in line with what everyone expects, is that, you know, the negotiations sound quite aggressive, but ultimately there's an agreement reached with all the parties. But as you say, it's only been pushed back into December. And the government is funded as well until roughly that same sort of time. So again, in December, we're going to hit another debt ceiling, and we're going to hit another, you know, have to get the budget sorted out. And it was actually the resolution of sorts that we got at the end of last week still ended up with the two sides bickering with each other. And then within the Democrats themselves bickering with each other. So there's still an awful lot to be resolved in December. So a relief for now did lead to, you know, US equity markets going up a little with that relief. But yeah, we're not out of the woods. But still, we'll probably have the same thing again in December. It'll be a lot of talk, a lot of arguments, but some deal will get done again, I'm pretty sure, in December.
And certainly not out of the woods on these soaring energy prices. I mean, great news for oil majors, but really corporates, and particularly in Europe, are increasingly worried. I suppose my main question is, I mean, is this going to stall the recovery?
If you think about rising natural gas prices, rising petrol prices, these things really do impact consumers. And they also impact businesses as well. It really directly feeds. It's almost a quasi-tax on consumers and businesses. So it will have a drag. I think on a net basis, it will have a drag on the economy. The economy is still in Europe and in the US relatively strong. It's been a bit disappointing over the last few months, and this is going to be another drag on it. But it's still relatively strong. And probably will be able to cope with the moves that we've seen. It's certainly not helping. And it also, you know, when you see these volatile markets, you know, if you're a business leader or you're a consumer, you probably do at the margin put off an investment decision or a big purchase decision, because, you know, uncertainty doesn't really help, does it? And that's another thing that leads to a bit of a drag in the economy. So it's definitely something to think about for central bankers and for investors like ourselves. You know, just something to ratchet down a little bit what we thought was going to be extremely strong growth. It's a little bit less strong, I think, is the best way of putting it.
And you talk about uncertainty there, and there was a piece in the press, won't mention which paper in the UK, but one of the MPC, known for his hawkish comments, basically hinting that rates could rise before Christmas.
Yeah, members of the MPC are not ruling out a November rate hike. So they want to keep their options open. They want to see what happens at the end of the furlough scheme. So the end of the furlough scheme is finished. How does that impact employment? Is that going to lead to an increase in unemployment, which at which point they probably want to just give the economy a little bit of time before hiking interest rates. But if it doesn't, then maybe they have to start to look at inflation, which is their other big concern. You know, and we know that that has been going up, and they may have to start hiking earlier than previously expected. It could be fascinating, couldn't it? That's not necessarily a good Christmas present.
Exactly, and all playing out in the bond market.
Gilt yields have been underperforming now for a few weeks. Quite a large move in 10-year gilts. I mean, they're still not exactly at massive levels, but they were at about, say, 0.5% back in, you know, just in August. And now, as we speak today, they're more like sort of 1.1%, 1.2%. So that's quite a big increase. So that's, I mean, still low levels on any historic comparison, but that's quite a large move in a relatively short period of time.
So from UK bonds then to China, bonds in China, now Evergrande seems to have got off the front page, but more shenanigans and more weakness in your neck of the woods. Just talk us through that then, Ben.
Evergrande really started it all. I mean, Evergrande is a very levered property company. It's been under pressure for a number of months. And just over the last few weeks, it's fed into other property developers. And actually today, it feels really weak in the market. It could just be one day, but it does feel really weak in the markets. All property companies in there. Offshore bonds, so these are dollar-denominated bonds traded in Hong Kong. They're trading in extremely weak levels, feeding through to other China bonds as well. And strangely enough, the equity markets today are pretty strong, pretty robust. It's only the bond market. You know, my background is in bonds, and I like to think that bond markets can sniff out a problem before other markets do. So it's one to bear in mind. And it has been, you know, it has been growing, and it does feel a little bit more systemic than it did a couple of weeks ago.
No, I must say, I have to say, equity markets are incredibly resilient, but there we go. Let's just go to Germany now, because Olaf Scholz likely to form a new coalition sometime soon. Is that right?
Yeah, that feels like it's the most likely, but who knows? I mean, this is still a delicate negotiation process. But yes, that does feel as though it's going to be the case, hopefully before Christmas. And then we'll see what the policies are for the new coalition. But I think we've said before that the relief for investors potentially was that we're not going to get that sort of far left coalition. It's more of a coalition across the centre. So
more balanced.
I don't think there's going to be too many sort of nasty surprises for investors within that.
Okay. Now, talking of nasty surprises, because we have got inflation data from the world's number one and number two economies this week, US and China. Oh, I don't know. I don't want to use that stagflation word again, but we've got rising costs, rising inflation, slower profits, yada, yada, yada. What's the feeling?
And the interesting thing actually is that, you know, inflation data, the data comes out, it's a little bit lagging, and you know, it'll be last month's data, and it will have taken a little while for some of the input prices to feed into inflation. So, for example, I don't think we're going to see the full impact of the strong oil and natural gas prices for a couple of months' time. That's going to take a while to come through. So actually, the data we're going to get this week, maybe investors won't pay too much of attention to, because we know there's worse coming going forward. But it's still going to be high. As you say, the US inflation is way above what the Fed is targeting. And this is one of the main reasons why they're going to be, they're going to be probably announcing a tapering of their QE program in November. And then China is also the other inflation data we're getting this week, starting to see some price pressures in China as well. So it's everywhere at the minute.
It's not making for a happy picture, is it? Right. Maybe your number of the week will be happier. What have you chosen for us, and why?
I'm going to use 15%, which is that a common minimum tax rate that's been agreed across a number of countries. And that's because this week as well, we're going to start to see the first couple of companies announcing their Q3 earnings results. So obviously the tax rate is yet to be fed through, but that's just one to look at, I think, going forward. And we'll start to see some of the big banks announce their results later this week, and then it'll get going properly the week after.
Interesting. All right. Well, watch this space. And Ben, as ever, thanks for your time on Market Talk. Thanks. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, you can leave us a rating or maybe even a review if you're feeling particularly generous on the Apple Podcast app. It really helps new listeners to find us, and we're always on the lookout for new ways we can improve. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for investment professionals only and shouldn't be shared with a non-professional audience. This podcast should not be taken as an invitation to deal in legal and general investments. Any views expressed during this recording belong to the individuals and are based on market conditions at the time of the recording and do not reflect the views of legal and general investment management. Forward-looking statements are, by their nature, subject to significant risks and uncertainties and are based on internal forecasts and assumptions and should not be relied upon. Where individual stocks are mentioned, these do not constitute a recommendation to buy or sell any security and are for illustrative purposes only. Legal and general investment management is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. For full terms and conditions, please visit our website. To find more great content, check us out on Twitter, LinkedIn, and our website, LGIM.com.